Many older people suffer from arthritis, a painful joint condition. Treatment options have been very limited for some forms of the disease. Now scientists are on the track of a new therapy that might actually help repair damaged joints. Osteoarthritis is the most common form of the disease. It occurs when cartilage breaks down, so it can no longer cushion bones as they move against each other in joints like the knee, hips, or hands. The body maintains cartilage with parathyroid hormone, or PTH. A synthetic form is used to treat the bone disease osteoporosis. It's called teriparatide, sold under the brand name Forteo. Researchers at the University of Rochester thought this osteoporosis drug might help rebuild cartilage in arthritis patients. To find out, Michael Zusick and his colleagues used mice with injured knees, simulating arthritis. Some of the animals got the drug Forteo, while others did not.
The treatment with Forteo induced the cartilage to become thicker by 32 or 35% relative to animals that were given placebo treatment.
Currently, osteoarthritis patients use a variety of medicines to treat pain, but available drugs do nothing to reverse the actual damage that causes the pain.
In the context of human disease, this is what we would love to do. We would love to be able to take an arthritic patient, provide them with a therapy that actually makes their cartilage thicker so that they have longer lifetime use of their joint.
Zusick says it wouldn't make the joint like new, but it would roll back the clock, so the painfully arthritic knees of a 70-year-old might become more like the pretty good knees of a 60-year-old. More research is needed to see if Forteo would be effective in humans and safe. Osteoporosis patients get a warning of one possible risk. Studies of Forteo in rats have found that the drug increases the risk of a rare bone cancer. But studies of other animals, including primates, have not confirmed the rat finding. Still, to be on the safe side, Forteo is not prescribed for people with a history of cancer. Michael Zusick's research is published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.